It is a book all about people from our Pacific coast, but until now it's only been available in Germany. However, Tofino writer and photographer Jacqueline Wind has taken on the challenge of bringing the book to Canada. She contributed to the book, First Nations of the Pacific Northwest, Change and Tradition. And Jacqueline Wind joins me now from her Vancouver studio, where she attended the Canadian launch of the book last night. Jacqueline, good morning.
Good morning, Gregor.
So how did this book come about in Germany in the first place?
It was actually initiated as a museum exhibit in Germany, and the book is actually just what accompanies, it's the catalog that accompanies the exhibit. So the professor, who's the director of the Westphalian Museum for Natural History, his name's Dr. Alfred Hendricks, he approached Joe Martin, local canoe carver, about carving a canoe and a pole for the exhibit, and then my involvement was as a photographer, photographing the carving of the canoe and the pole is how it started out.
And although Germany is a long way, and in some ways it's fitting, isn't it? I mean, Germany has a fascination with North American Aboriginal culture.
Yeah, they really do, and that's part of Dr. Hendricks' motivation for doing this exhibit, because they really have this image of the Plains Indian, of the guy out there on his horse and the teepee and feathers in his hair, and he wanted to show the diversity of the cultures, so that's why he chose to do this exhibit on the cultures of the Pacific Northwest.
And what kind of a response did it get in Germany?
It was really well attended. They actually flew me and a few members of the Martin family over to attend the opening. So we actually got to see the exhibit there in Germany and attend the opening. And people were so interested, and especially so interested to meet Joe Martin and his sister Mary and his daughter Simca.
What was that like for them to go all that way and encounter that kind of interest and enthusiasm from another culture?
Well, actually, for Joe, that was his sixth trip to Germany. Joe's been over there several times, and that's how the professor got his name as a link to do this exhibit. So Joe is actually really, really used to doing this, but I think for his sister and his daughter, it was quite an experience to get over there and just see that much interest in what they're doing.
How did you become involved in contributing photography and writing to the book?
Well, I've been working with the Martin family for years, photographing first their canoes and then just developing a really close personal relationship with the whole family. So when Dr. Hendricks asked Joe, do you have a photographer who can document the carving of the pole and the canoe? Joe recommended me, and then I had lots of other photos in stock. So that's when I offered him other photos and then eventually offered him this residential school project.
Why do you think it's important for Canadians to read this, especially the section on Indian residential school experiences?
Well, I think a lot of us don't have access to this information because it's not even talked about. It's not even non-native Canadians. Even for natives here in our country, they don't have access to this because the degree of abuse that was suffered means people don't really willingly talk about it. And I think that's what's really important about the interviews that I did, because of the long-standing trust relationship I have with the natives, that there were a few people, and not everyone I approached wanted to talk about this at all, but there were a few people who felt, it's going to be difficult to talk about, but I think it's important that people understand what happened to us.
A lot of people in this country, we're hearing about it on the news this morning, still looking forward to some progress out of the truth and reconciliation process. What was your experience? Can you tell me a bit more about that? How difficult it was for some of the residential school survivors to share their experiences with you?
Well, I'll tell you about one man, Murray John from Ahauset, who I knew him a little bit. I didn't know him really well before I interviewed him. And I asked him if he wanted to participate in it, and he made his decision, said yes, and I went over to talk to him about it. And he would be in his 60s, and he said to me, he started crying in the middle of what he was telling me, and he just said, "I'm really sorry for crying, Jackie, but you've got to understand, my wife and I have been married for 44 years, and she also went to residential school, and we've never once raised this subject." So that's the level of denial and suppression of the memories is, and how important it is what he chose to speak out for the book, because he thinks it's important that these things are talked about. But that's the level of denial and suppression of memories. Can you imagine that? A husband and wife who've never raised this subject in 44 years.
And I guess we'll be hearing a lot more of that type of experience and story in the years to come. Finally, Jacqueline, I'm curious for your thoughts on the importance of outside interest in some of our First Nations cultures. Do you think that enthusiasm in Germany and perhaps other countries might be missing here in wider Canadian society?
Yeah, it probably is, because I guess in Germany it's such a foreign thing, and Germans especially, in Europe, for everyone in Europe, but Germans especially just have this fascination. And I think, it gives native people a sense of pride in their culture, whereas up until, in the last 10 or 20 years, a lot of people felt ashamed of their culture. They're only just learning to have that pride.
Jacqueline, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming into our studio.
All right, thank you very